FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's December 4th, 2017. New Year is on its way. Is it a time to change what you're doing, to look for better, to hope for better, and to strive for better? Well, probably so. But what do you do? That's the question. And those answers can often be difficult to find, but keep searching and you will find the answer, as have many of you out there. So, hey, be part of the show, participate, love to hear from you. Email us, kl@kerrylutz.com, Twitter feed, @KerryLutz. And without further ado, Bix Weir is with us now. Bix, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kerry.
As always, so Bitcoin, you just blink your eyes and it makes a new high. And governments are starting to really get concerned now. Of course, in the name of protecting their citizens, protecting you from fraud and from other nefarious activities like money laundering and all sorts of things. Venezuela, Bix, I'm sure you've seen, has come up with their own or plans to introduce their own cryptocurrency, which I'm sure will immediately bring stability to the Venezuelan bolivar. I think they use a bolivar, right?
Right? They're trying to get anything away from the U.S.
Yeah, well, it's they have like a little bit of a problem trying with that, but because
the U.S. is messing with their currencies obviously every day, and yet they will mess with the Petro that they're their new cryptocurrency. So yeah, we still have the big bully on the block being the U.S.
Yeah, well, we have the big bully, but you know, the corruption in Venezuela is, you know, it makes us look like
if they do this so properly, they're not going to, you know, it really is something. If it's open source software with a fixed limited amount of coins, or at least an explanation of how the coins will be created, if it's a viable blockchain solution, the ability to be corrupt is very limited.
Yeah, well, what are the odds they're going to do it the right way?
Well, if they don't, then it'll just implode and go away like usual. So,
yeah.
I mean, if they're going to spend all this time and effort, they might as well do something at least semi-solid. If there's any back doors, they'll be found out right away by the programmers who can read code.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Are they going to have a limit? I doubt they're just going to have a cap on their currency.
Now, they don't need a cap. They just need a mechanism so that they can't create it out of thin air. And there's ways to do that. Ethereum has, you know, I think it's $90 million soft cap type of thing, where economics gets in the way. And although Ethereum's changing to be deflationary here, I don't know where that is, but yeah, I mean, if it's just a cryptocurrency, that doesn't do anything. Mm-hmm. If it is a solid cryptocurrency with blockchain technology, limited supply, and all that, that's something else.
Yeah, well, that would mean the government giving up power. And
well, if they don't do it, then they have nothing. You know,
they have
it's one
nothing.
Of those things. Yeah, they're right back where they started.
Right. They're just trying to come up, repackage their existing scam fiat currency that nobody has any confidence in now. Yeah. Right.
Well, 99% of the U.S. dollar is a cryptocurrency. The U.S. dollar, the electronic U.S. dollar, can call it a cryptocurrency if they want. Will anybody use it? Or will they think, oh, they can print what they want? It doesn't matter if it's a cryptocurrency or a sovereign issued currency. It's the same thing.
But the point is, there's been a massive loss of faith in the Venezuelan bolivar, and they can come out with new flavors all they like, but it's probably not going to change it. And
I don't know. If it is a sound currency, they'll be fixing the problem that they have. And if it's not, then it will have no effect.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, why even go through the effort?
They're desperate. That's why they are desperate.
Well, yeah. But if they're desperate to fix a problem, then they're going to have some kind of structure around the protocol and the software that develops this.
I know what you're saying.
True.
I know what you're saying, but their current problems didn't just start recently. They've been on this path to ruination, And can a cryptocurrency work in a socialist world where the government is actually responsible for dispensing it? Because they'll create a billion units, but they'll hold 350 million units for the government's use. Yeah.
Just calling it a cryptocurrency doesn't matter.
Yeah, of course.
And it really has to do with the limited supply part of the cryptocurrencies and verifiability of that limited supply. So, you know, they're going to find out really early if they're just trying to create a new currency to get away from the U.S., the manipulation of, you know, the U.S. can destroy any currency, any national currency with the click of a mouse with the derivatives. They can destroy China. They can destroy Russia. They can destroy anybody. And most other countries probably could, too.
Yeah.
The power of computers and derivatives can do anything.
Just another algorithm, a killer algorithm away from worldwide financial collapse here.
Oh, yeah. It is insane what's happening these days.
Yeah, it is remarkable. And yet, these are the most exciting times to live in ever. It all depends on your view of things, right?
I am loving life. Yeah, we are creating this crypto universe completely separate from the current economy. There's companies that are bringing their products to market starting in December. I mean, I own one of the crypto companies called Salt Lending, and they're going to do crypto-backed collateral loans.
I love it.
And their first loans are going to be available in December this year.
What kind of loans are they doing? Like just personal loans or
so? Yeah, peer-to-peer personal loans. Lending? If you have a crypto, you give them the crypto, you borrow in whatever. I think it's just U.S. dollars and euros, I think, to start with. So you're borrowing from a bank. You're pledging your crypto as collateral at a certain loan-to-value ratio. And they have an and you make the payments monthly in the currency. And they have an automated program that if your collateral gets too low, it sells off some of the crypto you have as collateral. It's really an amazing product. And I think their tokens are up like 50% in the last couple of days.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Because they're coming to market. And you're going to see that with companies like Vertasium that's working with the Jamaican Stock Exchange to put in peer-to-peer trading. And they're supposedly working with a very large top 10 exchange. People think it's the German DAX to do the same thing in that basically injecting a solution to that huge problem of rehypothecation and market manipulation. And it is just amazing what these companies are doing.
It certainly is that. Well, hey, you know, you just you think you've seen it all, right?
And then, but it's happening in every industry. Like online advertising, $250 billion business is one of the most corrupt businesses ever. Google Ads will tell you, "Oh yeah, your ad was seen 2.6 billion times," ridiculous. They make these numbers up, and there's a company called AdX that is going to inject truth and honesty into that, and they have a token that is doing extremely well. And all these companies, all the malfeasance, all the criminality that's going on today is going to be replaced in the crypto world with verifiable transactions. It's so exciting.
Yeah, well, that's the real thing of the blockchain. Talked about it many times with you and with others, the ability to restore integrity into the financial system. I don't really think the currencies, when we look back in history, are going to be the major impact of Bitcoin, although they will be important perhaps. I think it's going to be this ability of the open ledger tracking transactions, right?
I mean, you can inject that into a business model like Salt is doing with their Salt tokens and Vertasium. And there's a company called Populous that is just going to be a monster. It does invoice factoring. So if you're a small business and you need to borrow money against collateral of invoices that, you know, accounts receivable, this company has figured out a way to do that. Mm-hmm. And the banks were charging these companies like 20 or 30% to borrow short-term money. It was crazy. This is going to totally replace that business model.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. The banks totally ream you on that. Right? I mean, they really hit you bad on asset-based lending.
I'm all into the building of the new economy, the tokens and businesses that are being built. Yes, Bitcoin as a currency will be necessary or truthfully not as a currency. Bitcoin will be a store of value. Bitcoin Cash will be the currency along with Litecoin. I think Litecoin is way undervalued right now. I think it's going to just go gigantic 4-1, just like silver is about to roll. I think silver and Litecoin are two of the most undervalued monetary assets in the world right now.
Yep, I'm totally with you on that. I mean, it's in mid-16s now, silver. It's going to hit a low very shortly. And I think probably the yellow metal will start moving next month or two, and it'll eventually take silver with it. But let's see.
But it's still on the 100% control via computer programs out of the Fed. So if it goes up or down until the COMEX and the LBMA are shut down, then it'll just absolutely just be controlled. And they might, you know, let it go up 50% or so, but it's still under control.
Right. All right. Well, this is interesting news here. What else? What other things have you been hearing? What other theories we got on what's going on here, Bix?
There's so many. I would keep an eye on the Trump administration. I hear there's 4,000 sealed indictments that are going to be coming down to very big names. And they're all the sexual abuse things, accusations and revelations that are going around right now.
Oh, yeah.
Are really setting the stage for some bigger announcements into child abuse and, you know, the real dark stuff that these guys have been doing for a long time.
Yeah, those rings, those pedophilia rings and such.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really distressing and disgusting. But, you know, that's our world. But so you think, my theory has been that with all these sex abuse things coming out, there's nothing coincidental about it. There's
no.
Because look where it's hitting. Media, Hollywood, and politics.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah, politics, right?
But the big ones have yet to be announced. And that's where it gets really disturbing that our government officials and our idols in the media are involved in some of the most horrific acts of you can imagine. And those are the ones that are really going to shake up the societal fabric and really kind of test our Constitution, and what happens if a third of Congress is all of a sudden kicked out?
Well, it's a good start, is what I say. Right? True or false? I can't wait to see this one if it happens. But, you know, like, that's like saying there'll be justice for the Clintons.
Well, hey, hang on. Now that we have, what is it? Trump's been in office since, what, February?
Well, January 21st.
Okay. So in that time, they've tried to get him thrown out through their Russia conspiracy thing that they were the one conspiring to get him thrown out.
Yeah.
But look at all the changes and the people who have gone down already.
Yeah.
And it's really building towards a climax at some point. I think it's going to come within the next couple of months that some of the bigger names in these big conspiracies will come out. The Podesta brothers will be thrown in jail.
And, you mean the Molesta brothers?
Yeah. All those FEMA camps that were built for us are going to be used for them now, which is a great change. All kinds of battles going on behind the scenes that I'm hearing about. And it's all going forward. The question is really going to be, when are the real big pedophilia / human sacrifice charges going to be brought against some big names? And that's what really is going to shake up humanity and say, oh my God, you know, we held these people on a pedestal and this is what they've been doing behind the scenes. It's insane.
Some people held them on pedestals. True. So what happened with that crash above the Rothschild estate in London?
Oh, yeah.
Any idea what happened there?
Well, helicopters and planes do not collide.
No,
that's a given. They don't collide, especially at that given time and all that. I think one of them was taken out, one of the Rothschild that was not, playing the right way. I don't know which one, but the infrastructure of all the the big money people is still there. You can take out the head of the snake, but the snake's still wiggling around.
Mm-hmm.
And do I think it was a takedown? Yeah, of course it was. I mean, even thinking about a small plane getting the clearance to fly over a Rothschild house is...
something doesn't sound right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Something was wrong with that picture for sure. But did one of them die? There's no there's no information floating around about this, Bix.
And there might not be. You know, it's like that the Hillary Clinton rumors that she actually died when she was falling into the van. That was actually the day she died. But then she pops up the next day completely rejuvenated, and she looks younger and younger every day she speaks. Although now she has a broken leg. Did you see that?
Broken foot. Yeah, she's wearing
it. Along with McCain has a broken foot, and Chelsea also has a broken foot.
Chelsea does that. I didn't hear.
That's the latest. I saw a picture.
That's hysterical.
So they wear a cast because they have those, you know, ankle whatever trackers on them, right. So they can't leave the country.
I don't know about that. It's funny as hell, but I'm enjoying it.
I love the conspiracy stuff. It's you know, it's one of those things. It's like you can throw that conspiracy word out there, and everybody will automatically shut down. Yeah. But those of us who do research and say, okay, you're saying it's a conspiracy, what's your proof? You go through the 9/11 proof, you go through all the proof, and you're like, well, it's so obvious that this was being hidden from us. Yes, it is a conspiracy, and a conspiracy theory does not mean it automatically shuts down your brain. Yeah. Only people who are like completely unaware and unsure of who they are and what they're doing will shut down their brain when someone says, hey, there's something going on here, and here's all the proof.
These are wild times here, Bix. These are wild times. I mean, I can't say I know what's going on, but these people just never cease to amaze me. Yeah. You know?
We're routing them out, though. We are. Absolutely. They're being routed out. You know, some of these people, I love the Matt Lauer stuff, him going down.
Yeah, what about
him? And then they show his old clips of when he's, you know, talking about, oh, Trump is he's a crude and foul man and things like that.
Yeah, that guy had an electronic lock on his office door, you know, and he'd like ring people in. He's pretty creepy, you know. He's about the creepiest character.
He's not. There's so many more creepy ones out there. and they're just coming out.
This is what we know about him is pretty darn creepy, huh?
Yeah. And look at the Kevin Spacey stuff. Everybody knew it. And his name was on the Lolita Express.
Yeah, that's right.
With Jeffrey Epstein, along with the Clintons. And all those people should go to jail.
What were you doing on the Lolita Express?
Like 20 times.
Explain that one to me without your Secret Service escort. How did that happen?
Exactly.
You know, like something wrong here, you know? Something really wrong with that picture and so many other pictures that we're just getting a picture of now. So you think we're going to have massive scandals coming up shortly?
2018. Huh? 2018 is going to be the year of the crypto and the year of the destruction of the old system, at least the beginning of the destruction, as in by the end of the year, I think silver and gold will be freely traded for the first time since the introduction of electronic trading.
Mm-hmm.
So back into the 70s.
Yep. I think
That'll be real exciting. So hang on to your metal.
There's a lot of exciting things going on here. And cryptos in some ways are the least of them, but they're kind of leading the charge.
Oh, no way. That's our way out. That's our way out with this without killing everybody. I mean, literally, if we crash the system and go back onto a gold and silver standard, it's impossible. Nobody has any. No. Only the rich people have it. They will put us in chains forever.
No, we're never going to go back on a gold standard. Let's forget that. Never going to happen. Or silver or whatever, metallic. Forget.
There's not enough silver. That's the biggest problem with silver is there's not enough, and it's needed in other places.
They could do it, but they're not going to, so forget. It ain't happening.
I don't think they need to anymore. Before the cryptos came around, they might have needed to.
Mm-hmm.
Cryptos came around and the whole world changed, and the Fed Boston is knee deep in the cryptocurrencies.
I know. Somebody, a friend of a friend, it's not one of those make-believe friends, is in charge of the project for them. That's where it's all being handled out of the Boston Fed.
And that's where the Road to Ruta comics came from. That's where a lot of this stuff comes from.
And these people, like talking to them, they don't really get it. But the people...
Oh, they get it.
Well, the Fed people, no. They really are
There are people within the Fed and the NSA who were involved in the creation of Bitcoin are absolutely supporting the cryptocurrencies to get us out of this old situation. The whole problem, the reason this criminality is allowed, the reason the market rigging is allowed, mm-hmm. is because we can't get out of the old system safely. It would have destroyed millions of lives, literally killed millions of people,
for sure,
if there wasn't a solution somewhere else to go.
Yep, no doubt. Well, anyway, Bix, we find you on roadtoruta.com. That's road to roota.com. Hey, any book? How's the book coming now?
Well, the book on the gold in the Grand Canyon is kind of on hold because I don't think it'll be very relevant going forward. But the new Economist magazine for 2018, the world of 2018, is out, and I'm trying to decipher the cover, and it's really hard. They made it really hard this time.
So fascinating. Hey, well, find Bix over at roadtoruta.com and check out our site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sign up for the newsletter. And also, we got our webinar coming up on Wednesday. Just email me about that. Be part of the show, kl@carrylutz.com. Twitter feed's @CarrieLutz. And the Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. And Bix, we will catch up with you again real soon.
Sounds good, Carrie.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.